Lewiston Mayor Shane Bouchard acknowledged today that a woman with whom he had had a relationship provided him damaging internal campaign emails from his election opponent and were eventually obtained by a website run by an operative for the Maine Republican Party. The emails were later used to help Bouchard win the 2017 mayoral race. Bouchard denied that he did anything illegal, but city officials could review the matter to determine if the mayor has violated any ethical standards. Steve Missler has that story.
Ever since the 2017 election, it's been a mystery. How did a website operated by a Maine Republican Party official obtain internal campaign emails from Ben Chin, the man Mayor Bouchard defeated in a hotly contested runoff? The mystery was solved Tuesday night, as Heather Everly nervously addressed the Lewiston City Council during public comment.
I gave the emails to Shane Bouchard. I'm shaking. And he then gave those emails to the Republican Party, to Jason Savage, who wrote articles for the Maine Examiner that twisted Ben's words and made him out to be a racist or to be pointing fingers at other people as racist.
Everly worked on Chin's campaign during the Lewiston mayoral race, which became a proxy battle between the Maine Republican and Democratic parties. She told the city council that she had an affair with Bouchard while working for Chin, and that's how Chin's internal emails apparently ended up in the hands of his opponent, and eventually on a website, the Maine Examiner, that was disguised as a news service, but later revealed to be operated by Jason Savage, an official within the Maine GOP. One email, in which Chin appeared to broadly dismiss Lewiston voters as a bunch of racists, was especially damaging. On her Facebook page, Everly shared text messages she exchanged with Bouchard after the Examiner published Chin's email. She lamented that the tactic seemed dirty. Bouchard told her she was a secret weapon and that he needed her down the final stretch of the campaign. Bouchard acknowledges that Everly had shared his opponent's emails with him, but he denies forwarding the material to the Examiner.
I had no idea what anybody was going to do with that information, how it was going to be done. I was still looking at doing something with it personally with my campaign.
Bouchard says even if he had shared the emails with the state GOP, that would not have broken any rules.
I could have sent them every email that's there, and there's nothing wrong with me doing that and helping them with information. I just can't coordinate with them on expenditures.
And Bouchard, who was married, also acknowledged the two had a relationship, but said it was not physical. Savage said he was unavailable for an interview, but in an email, denied that Bouchard was the source of Chin's emails. And as far as what Bouchard knew, Savage said he can't speak to it. Nevertheless, the revelations about Bouchard's involvement reopens a controversy that could cause the mayor and the Maine GOP some problems. According to the Lewiston City Charter, the city council can investigate activities of any city department, office, or agency. Such action requires 6 votes from the 8-member council, which includes the mayor. It's also unclear whether Bouchard's conduct could have violated any of the city's ethics rules for elected officials. Dennis Doté, the city's deputy administrator, says the city will review the accusations made by Everly before determining what, if any, steps should be taken.
And then we would be able to, I think, through that review, make a determination if there was any type of policy or ordinance violations or any other type of violations for that matter. And we're just really trying to understand it.
Meanwhile, it's unclear if Savage or the Maine GOP could be targeted by another ethics complaint. Last year, the Maine Examiner's role in influencing the mayoral race and Savage's involvement triggered a complaint by the Maine Democratic Party, which argued that the site effectively operated as an arm of the Maine GOP and violated campaign finance laws because it didn't report election expenditures made on Bouchard's behalf. Savage said he operated the site independent of the party, describing it as a side project designed to inform people. In a split vote, the Maine Ethics Commission declined to investigate the complaint after 2 commissioners argued that a probe would unlikely determine if Savage's website and the GOP worked collaboratively to influence the mayoral election. As a result, ethics staff was not authorized to request documents from Savage and the GOP to determine if the Examiner project was a joint venture that broke campaign finance or disclosure laws. The new revelations may change some minds on the Ethics Commission. But such a review is unlikely to be initiated by Chin, who declined to comment for this story. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.